League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
ESPN. ESPN.
97.5.
Vasquez, beaten away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, a quick word here now for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. He played soccer. He loves the sport. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com. The number to call is 713-322-HURT. And yes, they are bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident. Car, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You might work in a plant or refinery. You might drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm will have you covered. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. By the way, John and his firm are also the presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters in Austin, which is every Thursday night, 8 Central, on The Horn. So, John Daspit coming through for the sport of soccer. So just think about that when you make your choice for getting some representation and a personal injury attorney. Perfect segue into the interim manager for the Houston Dynamo. He's Dave Yarno. He joins us now. Davey, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's just get your thoughts on Vancouver and the game up there and the pros and cons of that one.
Yeah, you know, we met with the players today. We watched the video, and I told them, I was honest with them. I said, you know, to be honest, it was frustrating watching the video back, not because we played poorly, but because I thought we did so many good things and deserved to get a result. So it was, from that standpoint, it was frustrating to watch because, you know, when we talk about the plan and what we were trying to do in the game and, you know, the way that they went about the whole game, coming off that game Wednesday and the travel, and you put all that stuff together and you see the performance they put out there in Vancouver, it was worth the result. And you know, I was obviously disappointed for the group, but I was happy in the way that we went about the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure fans remember, too, that basically Vancouver's been sitting around, I think, for 12 days. They hadn't done anything in 12 days, so you got to factor that into the whole game as well.
Yeah, you don't like to, you know, people tend to forget about that, and you know, it's understandable. But you know, when you're on the inside and you understand what these players put into a game like they did on Wednesday, and for them to turn around and then fly out the day before the game, and you know, you're on a flight to Dallas and not great seats. You get off a flight in Dallas, you're on a four and a half hour flight to Vancouver. They're rested, they're at home. I mean, all these factors, and not by any means are they excuses, because everyone has to deal with it, but they're factors, and they're tough factors in the way that our guys handled it and dealt with it, and the performance they put on despite all that was very good. I was proud of them for the performance.
Interim manager Davey Yarno joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Davey, you have definitely given this team definition. This 4-4-2, the inverted wingers, what you got Minotas and Ramirez doing, working off each other, getting width from outside backs. I think you've done a super job of defining this team, because I do think it was kind of chaotic and loose prior to you becoming the interim manager.
I appreciate it. You know, we've tried to, you know, tried to provide some structure, you know, and tried to put players in the best possible position that we feel gives them the best chance to win and brings out their qualities. And, you know, we've kind of tried to make that clear for them. And, you know, it's, you know, there's never a right and wrong way to do things in our game. We all have our own ways. And, you know, I feel like the way that we're doing things now and the structure that we've tried to implement these last few weeks, I think you see it. I think for me, when you watch these guys now, and it's evolved every week, even from where we are now from the first game, and you see how they've taken everything on board and really bought into it, bought into what we're trying to do and playing with the structure that we're trying to play with, and doing everything as a group on both sides of the ball has been a huge emphasis, and they've bought into it. I mean, I couldn't be happier in terms of the buy-in from the players. You know, obviously, I think we've come up short on some results where I thought the performance was probably worthy of a result, but that's the game, and we're going to keep doing the same things because we believe in what we're doing and we believe in the group, certainly.
Now, I think you need to give yourself a little bit more credit because you also have some guys doing things that maybe are not preferential to them when it comes to positionally, right? You get Adam Lundqvist to play as a right back with a left foot. You get Tomas Martinez and Tommy McNamara, who are guys that would rather be starting point from a central area, and they're buying in and doing it. So that side of it, you have asked people to do some things that may not be preferentially exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about that. And, you take your hat off to those guys. But, you know, I think, Glenn, for me it's important in any team – Any good team environment that I've been a part of, and I think that any of us have been a part of, guys have to be selfless. Guys have to be willing to, you know, maybe sacrifice it at times what they would their ideal for what is the good of the team. You know, it's the same with guys who are being left out. You know, there's some guys who are disappointed that they're not on the field, but they're still 100% bought in and understanding that every decision that's made with the players on the field, with the players even not involved, they're always made with the best interest of the team at mind. And you know, Tommy Mack and Tomas Martinez, those are two good examples right there. That I think both guys would obviously prefer to be out and out number 10s, but you know, we've kind of taking that thought in mind and said, okay, if we're going to play them wide, can we bring them inside and have them work, you know, in areas where they're comfortable, which I think they have both, they've both done well. And I thought they did a very good job of in Vancouver.
Davey Arno, he's the interim manager for the Houston Dynamo. He's joining us here tonight. Now, you said to get everybody to be selfless and buy in. Listen, I watched your career. I've done commentary on boatloads of games. When MLS kind of took another jump up, I mean, from Arrowhead Stadium to the minor league stadium, I called your games in everywhere. You are always known as a very versatile yet selfless player. I know you as a person. You are a selfless person. So I would think that players, when they look at you and you ask them to do a different job, they might want to say yes.
Well, yeah. That's
and I mean this in a fun way.
Yeah, no, that's the hope, you know. It's something that I truly believe in to my core of what it means to be a good player and a good teammate. And I think any good team, again, that I've been a part of, you have a group of guys who buy into what the group is doing and fully buy into it. You know, that means doing your job and helping the people around you do their job. It means doing things that aren't necessarily what you always want, but are the best thing for the team. And for me, it's a hugely important part of this foundation. If you're talking about building a successful team and a successful club, you need a group of players that are bought into the idea that the most important is the collective. And if we do things together on both sides of the ball, because it takes everybody on both sides of the ball, I stress that, if collectively you can buy into that and pull in the same direction and not just say it, but truly, you know, be about it and truly buy into that. It's a great starting point, a great foundation to build something really good. But for me, if you don't have that, you're already starting behind where you should be. So for me, it's That's one of those things that is non-negotiable with me, because it's always about the team, and I can't change that. I truly believe that at my core, and the players that represent the club should feel and act the same way.
Human nature reminds us all the time that humans are selfish. So when you were an assistant coach, did you see things that said, hey, there are some selfish, individually based things going on here, and was that hurting the team to you from your vantage point as an assistant then?
Again, there's different, it's not to say that my thoughts or ideas about everything are the same as everybody else's or perfect, or, they're my way of seeing things and my feelings about how you need to be and how you need to act to be the best team that you possibly can be. And I think there's always areas that we all can improve in. My focus, to be honest, Glenn, hasn't been about before I was, I've taken over. My focus since I've taken over is solely what I can do now and help us moving forward. And, if you think about things in the past or whatever else, I think you're wasting some time, and we certainly don't have time to waste. So all of my thoughts have been about improving what we've been doing, and again, trying to build something that can be really good moving forward.
How much do you talk with the GM, Matt Jordan? I mean, do you guys meet after every game? How does that work, just for our listeners and fans of the Dynamo? What's that relationship and interaction like at this point now that you're an interim manager?
Yeah, I speak with Matt a lot. I think it's important for a head coach and a GM to be on the same page and communicate a lot, which we have been. I mean, Matt's in and around, he's in and around us every single day, and obviously a big part of what we do. So, I'm in communication with Matt daily.
Does he give you full rein tactically, or do you guys discuss it? Do you go back and forth on it, or how does that work? Because I know it works different in Major League Soccer and in Europe, for that matter.
Yeah, Matt gives me full rein tactically. It's always good to have people around you to bounce ideas off of, but he by no means says who he thinks should play or how he should play. Or, I mean, credit to Matt, he's given me that responsibility and given me that freedom, which is obviously appreciated. It shows that he has faith in the job that I can do in this moment for the club, and I'm doing everything that I can to get us positive results, because it's what we all want. I know that.
Davey Arno joining us, interim manager of the Houston Dynamo, grew up in Nederland, Texas, played a lot of his youth soccer in parks around Houston as well, went to West Texas A&M, left college early to play for Bob Gansler and the Kansas City Wizards. 14-year career, spectacular. And you've played almost every position on the field, but you did spend a lot of time as a striker. And coming up after you on the show tonight is Mauro Manotas, and I can't say enough about this young man, not only just watching him over the last couple of years progress and round out into a talented professional soccer player and a mature one at that, but also the way he carries himself off the field and during an interview. This is an impressive young man, Davey.
Yeah, Mauro is super, super impressive. Super impressive guy. I've been nothing but impressed with him since I've been here. I think he's grown. And the thing about Mauro, I think he has even more. I really do. But the way he conducts himself every day, he's humble, he works hard, he's about the team, all the things that you want, that I talk about, how you want somebody to be, to represent your club on and off the field. I think he is that. I think he really is a special one, and he scored a lot of goals for us. And I'm telling you, I think he has even more inside him. I think he's going to continue to grow, and he's a great player, but he's also good. I feel like he's in an environment where we can push him and continue to demand more from him, because he has more, and if he keeps progressing the same way, I have no doubt he's going to have a very long successful career, that's for sure.
I know you've worked a lot with him, having been a striker, and you played with Josh Wolf amongst others in Kansas City, and I know you've worked with him. I think his holdup game has improved. I think his ability to check back to the ball and then be a distributor, waiting passes, you know, in between defenders and behind defenses has improved. Is that something you see as well?
Yeah, he has definitely gotten better, but that's one area that I think he can still improve on. You know, his ability to hold up the ball and bring other players into the game. It has improved. It's something that we've worked on, something we've tried to emphasize with Mauro, and something that he's continuing to do better and better and will continue to work on, and he'll continue to get better at. And I think he's grown in a lot of areas. Obviously, technically, Mauro is very good. There's no denying that he has great feet, great technique. His combination play in tight spaces is really good. You know, we'll continue to work on some of his movement in and around the box. His willingness to run behind the line is something that we've really emphasized. You know, not always wanting to just receive balls to his feet, but be able to test lines in behind, because he's athletic, he's quick, he causes people problems. And I think if you've seen the Vancouver game, if you go back and watch some of his movement off the ball and his willingness to run in behind, some of that selfless running, which is hard as an attacking player sometimes, right? You want to get the ball every time you're running in behind, but, you know, getting him to understand that his movement behind the line is creating space for other people, and he will get that ball at times, helping him to understand and how to move and when to move. If he continues to improve on that, he's gonna score more and more goals.
Another guy I wanted to talk about is Alejandro Fuenmayor. I think he's had two decent games for you in a row here, and obviously he was kind of positioned as one of the center backs of the future. He's a good value from Venezuela. How did you feel his last two games went?
Yeah, I'm really happy for Alejandro. I'm really happy with his last two performances. Again, he's another young guy. We forget about how young he is. But for him to, you know, he's kind of his confidence was down this year. There's no doubt about that. For one reason or another, he hasn't had his confidence. His form wasn't great. But, you know, he's a guy who I feel like if we build him up and get his confidence back and get him back to playing and being the type of player that I believe he can be, I think he can be an asset to us. And listen, it's not easy. Alejandro is not played a ton of games, so to come in and play two games the way that he has, obviously be a part of the team that got the shutout last week, and then to go and follow that up with a pretty good performance in Vancouver, I'm happy for him, and it's a good sign for us, because if you can have a player at that age with that much potential and now finding his confidence again, I think he can be an asset to us, no doubt.
So people skills are obviously huge with managers in modern sports and in the modern game now. Is this a young man that needs to be massaged a little bit? Because, boy, when I saw him with RGV prior to these two games, he did not look interested. I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. He did not look interested. I was really interested to see, okay, if he gets up to the first team, is he going to deliver? And I think he has over the two games. But is this the kind of young man that now might need a little massaging as opposed to tough love?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part. You said it's a big part of managing people, and it's a big part of leading people, and it's such a huge part of this job, you know, understanding how to get the best out of people, and everyone is different, and there's different people respond to different types of leadership. They respond to different types of leadership in different moments, and you know, that's on me, that's on us to understand that, how we get the best out of him. And that's not to say that you know, you always put your arm around people, you know, but you certainly have to do that. They have to feel that you're by their side and you have their best interest in mind and you're trying to move them along in the right way and you fully support what they're doing. You know, at times you're going to have to be tough on them, but certainly at times they need some love, and there's no doubt about that. Alejandro is no different. Like I said, he's a young guy, living in this country. You know, that's obviously away from his, where he's from. So we have to take all these things into account, and they all affect a player's form and how they play. So, yeah, Alejandro right now is a guy we've kind of had our arm around a little bit. We're trying to kind of pick him up, and I think we've seen the results of that. He's starting to look back to the Alejandro that we know he can be.
Yeah. Davey Arno joining us, interim manager. Two to go at home, Orlando this weekend. Nani comes in. Orlando's trying to make a late push to get into the playoffs here, although it's going to be difficult, but they certainly are going to come in here looking for a result. What do you want out of this home game, Davey, based on the last game and moving forward here?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I want another good team collective performance, one that we're all proud of, one where everyone's bought in. And I said it today after I watched the video, after we got through watching, I said, listen, we're going to approach this way this week the exact same way. I showed certain things from the game that gave me really good signs that, okay, this team is bought in. We're wanting to do things together. For me, that is the number one priority in everything that we do. And I want to get that first and foremost. And I think we'll do that. But most importantly is we want to get the result. Make no mistake. It's, you know, we can perform well and do all these things really well. But at the end of the day, it is still about getting the result. And my hope is that we have a performance worthy of the result. 90 minutes, not 45 minutes, not 60 minutes, 90 minutes of a good performance. And ultimately to win the game in a way that we're all proud of.
Davey, listen, thank you so much for being so open and honest on the show today. I mean, I think this is a wonderful interview for the Dynamo fans. I think they're going to love this, and I think they just did love this. So thank you very much for that. We wish you the best of luck against Orlando City this Saturday.
Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Davey Arno, not only communicating well with his team, but also a tremendous job on the radio here. I mean, this is great information for all of you Dynamo fans out there. All right, so I want to go into a Tri-Eagle Energy read here. By the way, they have a thing set up at the stadium where they have some bikes there, and you can ride the bikes and light them up. So I happened to be walking by after doing the pregame show on the field, and I sprinted over. I jumped on the bike, started pedaling it, and got the light going. And the Tri-Eagle Energy people, I wasn't even sure it was Tri-Eagle Energy. I'm going to be dead honest here, but it was. So I'm going to do a Tri-Eagle Energy read right now. I did it with a suit and tie on, you know, in the heat. So, and I almost collapsed after about 3 minutes. Tri-Eagle Energy is bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days. They're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. If you want to learn more, text POWER, P-O-W-E-R, to 77177. Sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan and receive two Dynamo game tickets, two T-shirts, and then you're automatically enrolled to enter for free electricity for a year. It's a pretty good thing, especially since mine went out today, and we got it up and running again. Every time the Dynamo win at home, Tri-Eagle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity. So two games to go, Orlando and the LA Galaxy on Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who just self-proclaimed that he is the greatest player ever in the history of Major League Soccer. Certainly damn good this past weekend. Again, you can also enter to win by texting POWER, P-O-W-E-R, to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. P-U-C-T, hashtag 10064. I was only kidding. I knew that was Tri-Eagle Energy. That's why I jumped on the bike. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to finish it strong tonight. Mauro Manotas, the Dynamo high-scoring forward, will join us. A reminder, Facebook, Soccer Matters, get over there. Lots of great comments and things going on there. Issues raised, great discussions. Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. So, you know, a little bit of shameless self-promotion. We'll take a break.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight. As always, very much appreciate the work of Andrew Carlson, our producer here, who also helps us out with our Austin show as well. Quick moment here from my friends at Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've owned from Advantage BMW Midtown. I've worked down there with Justin, Philip. These guys have gotten me set up. I've made the move now into an SUV. I got an X5 now. It is amazing. Absolutely love it because I'm sitting up higher. Not worried as much about the flooding and the streets and things like today. The other thing I love is the customer service. It's second to none. Vantage BMW Midtown. They'll cover you with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. You'll also get a hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down, say hello to Philip. Go down, say hello to Sergio. Part one now, we bring in from the Houston Dynamo, Paloma, and also Dynamo striker Mauro Minotas. Welcome in, everybody.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right. So
Mauro says thank you as well.
Yes. And first question tomorrow would just be, what are the expectations for the team finishing out this season?
Bueno, lo hemos hablado con Matt, con la directiva, con el entrenador, con los jugadores que, bueno, obviamente queremos terminar de la mejor manera. No ha sido la mejor temporada de los últimos años. Ha sido muy difícil, muchos problemas que fuera del campo que nos han afectado un poco dentro del campo. Pero bueno, queremos terminar bien, queremos terminar ganando. Le queremos, bueno, nos queremos regalar un final de temporada bueno para nosotros, para que el próximo año podamos empezar de la mejor manera.
They've talked to Matt Jordan, Davey, and just the whole team, and they said that, you know, they've had some problems outside of the field that have affected the team on the field, but they want to finish out the season as best as possible with the most wins, mostly to just look forward to next season and start that season very well.
Yeah, how difficult has the season been? You know, how challenging, how disappointing, how frustrating? Because, look, it's another year without the playoffs.
No, ha sido muy, muy, muy triste, muy, bueno, ha sido una temporada, como te digo, muy rara, muy difícil, porque empezamos bien, tuvimos el mejor comienzo de la historia del club, y de un momento a otro el equipo se vino a pique, que lastimosamente no pudimos salir del bache, del fondo del mar donde caímos. Entonces, el equipo juega bien, está haciendo muy buenos partidos. Bueno, Glenn, más que nadie debe saber de eso, porque obviamente comenta todos los partidos de nosotros, así que él, a él como nosotros, debe saber que el equipo juega bien, que suba la camiseta, pero lastimosamente siempre en los últimos minutos nos marcan unos goles que prácticamente son de otro partido. Pero bueno, yo siempre he dicho que los males no duran 100 años y yo sé que el Dynamo va a salir de esta el próximo año y seguramente el próximo año no va a ir muy bien.
It's been a very weird and frustrating year, especially since they had the best season of the club history at the beginning, and just suddenly the team kind of peaked down. He said they feel like they hit rock bottom, and it's been very frustrating. And he said that he's sure that you know, since you watch every game of theirs, and they're out there sweating the jersey, but there's been a lot of games where last minute they score a goal, and it's just been very frustrating. But he's very optimistic about next season, and he knows that those bad times don't last forever when you're working very hard.
We're speaking to Dynamo striker, the very talented Mauro Minotas, and also we're very appreciative of Paloma Alatorre, who is in Dynamo Public Relations, who's helping here with the translation. How difficult was it when Wilmer left for him? Because I know Wilmer was a big part of his career, certainly over the last couple of years, and I wonder if that was something emotionally difficult for Mauro.
Bueno, lo único prácticamente especial que tuve durante esos días fue no verle la cara al profe después de prácticamente 4 o 3 años de haberlo tenido ahí como entrenador. Llegar un día ahí al club y no ver al profe ahí, obviamente a uno le sorprende mucho y la verdad me cogió por sorpresa la salida, pero obviamente no, con tranquilidad, no hubo ningún problema, porque lastimosamente el fútbol es así, hoy estamos acá, mañana no. Esto es fútbol. Bueno, tuve la oportunidad de hablar con él y no hubo ningún problema. Y bueno, nos pudimos dar cuenta que prácticamente a los días ya el profe ya estaba dirigiendo a Montreal, así que no, esto es fútbol, así que no hubo ningún problema para que el profe se fuera. La verdad no, con David, que está ahora, también tenemos una muy bonita relación, así que prácticamente no ha cambiado absolutamente nada.
He said that the weirdest part was coming to practice every day, seeing Wilmer in the morning, and then just out of nowhere the next day not seeing him. It was kind of surprising for him, but he understands that it's soccer and that's just part of it. You can be on the team one day and then not be on the team the other, so he is very aware of that and understands that very well. He said he had the chance to speak to him, and everything was pretty calm and a good conversation with him, and practically a few days later he was already at Montreal, so he's very aware that that's just part of soccer. And he did mention that they have a really good relationship with Davey, and nothing really in that sense has changed.
Now for him, I noticed Mauro is such a humble guy. How does he keep that humility yet balance that with an ego? Because you do have to have an ego to be a goal scorer.
Bueno, todo eso, bueno, yo soy una persona muy creyente. Prácticamente todos los días cuando tengo que, perdón, todos los domingos cuando tengo la posibilidad de ir a misa voy. Le pido mucho a Dios, mucha tranquilidad. Yo sé que en la posición en la que estoy ahora a veces genera un poco de ese ego que para mí no me gusta mucho. Por ejemplo, tuve la oportunidad de tener una situación de esas en Kansas cuando lastimosamente no jugué, pero obviamente no sabía absolutamente nada de la cuestión de Europa, que me estaban cuidando. Y bueno, lastimosamente tomé una actitud que no era la que yo personalmente tengo, pero que lastimosamente todo esto me genera. Obviamente me he ganado la oportunidad de poder ser titular todos los partidos y de poder jugar siempre, de ser el goleador, de ser el MVP de la última temporada. Así que a raíz de eso todo esto genera, como dice Len, un poco de ego, pero lastimosamente... Pero bueno, gracias a Dios tengo a Dios en mi corazón y eso trato de manejarlo de la mejor manera. Pero hay veces que sí, hay veces que sale un poquito, pero trato de no, de estar siempre con los pies sobre la tierra, de ser muy respetuoso con los compañeros y con los entrenadores a pesar de todo. Y eso es lo que a mí me mantiene siempre humilde. Mi familia también ahí también apoyándome, y con Dios eso prácticamente no pasa a mayores.
He starts by saying that he's always been a really big believer, and every Sunday that he can, he tries to go to church. And his family just brought him up by being very humble always, and he understands that, you know, to be a goal scorer like he is, he sometimes ego comes in the way. And he said that he had the opportunity to kind of experience that when he was sat out of one game this season, when he didn't know what was happening with Europe. And he said that he kind of, that ego won him over a little bit, and he regrets that. He doesn't like that at all. And he tries to be as humble as he can.
What I would say tomorrow now is how much has the European and the Mexican League attention and the possibility of transfer, how much has that weighed on his mind? You know, Cruz Azul, Portugal, Uruguay, Russia, all places that have shown interest in Mauro. How much does that weigh on his mind?
Bueno, personalmente no. Personalmente no me afecta. Al contrario, me llena mucho de motivación y de orgullo. Obviamente no todos los días se tiene la oportunidad de ser perseguido por varios equipos, y eso es algo que la verdad me alegra muchísimo. Lastimosamente las cosas no se han dado, han sido propuestas bastante muy buenas, pero lastimosamente no, la situación en la que estaba el equipo no era muy buena para poder irme. El equipo estaba muy mal, el equipo me necesitaba de todos los compañeros, así que yo prácticamente decidí quedarme en el club para poder salir de esta situación, pero bueno, que lastimosamente no se pudo. Pero me voy con que algún día yo me voy con la tranquilidad que prácticamente el sentimiento que tengo por el club me hizo que me quedara. Y bueno, ya Matt Jordan, los compañeros y los fans valorarán ese sacrificio que prácticamente hice.
He says it doesn't weigh on his mind at all, actually. He takes that with pride, the attention that he's gotten from other clubs all over the world, and he understands that that's not something that happens every day, so he really takes that with pride, and he thinks that, you know, it was a sacrifice that he made to be able to stay with the Dynamo throughout the whole season, because he wanted to, he felt the club wasn't doing well, and he wanted to do that for the club, for the love that he has for the club, and he understands that, you know, his teammates and staff also see that for them.
All right, so that's our first part with Mauro Menotti. We're going to come back. There's more good stuff with Mauro. Quick word here, a place to be in Edo, Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, in the shadows of BBVA Stadium. Kings Court has 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires. It covers leagues around the world. It is the place to go before Dynamo and Dash games as well. El Batallón is down there, the supporters group. But you've also got Chelsea supporters groups there, Manchester United, Real Madrid, you name it. It's international soccer in a pub. Rooftop deck, spectacular, great view of the stadium, British and Indian pub-style cuisine, Kings Court, HoustonTX.com. Go in and say hello to Jay and Megan. It is a great spot. Also, Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway in the Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screen, Houston LFC, that's the home of the Houston Liverpool supporters groups. There's been a lot of good times in there. Go in there, say hello to Peter. That's Hugh O'Connor's. 7620 Katy Freeway. You'll see it in the Marquee Entertainment Center. It's an awesome pub, and it's got an awesome outside area. The inside, I just love the way Peter and company have set things up. Okay, stick with us. Part two of Mauro Menotti is coming up next.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
We roll on here tonight on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Big shout out to my friend Tom Clare, the noted author, who we partnered together with, most importantly, the entire Houston soccer community. If you are someone that bought a ticket to the Houston Soccer Community Dinner to hear the former Manchester United and Celtic star Brian McClaire, you are a hero. We raised $8,000 for Texas Children's Hospital, donated to the Snowdrop Foundation. So a huge thank you to all of you who came to that. You are absolutely our partners in this. This is totally organic. We're going to continue to make it bigger and better. And also, please, some prayers for my good friend Tom Clare, who is battling cancer. All right, part two of Mauro Menotti right now. We're speaking to Mauro Menotti, Dynamo striker, Paloma Alatorre, and we appreciate you doing the translation. But obviously, the end game has to be Europe. I mean, he's a competitive professional athlete. Does Mauro want to end up in Europe one day?
Bueno, eso es obvio. Yo siempre, ese es el sueño pues, que siempre he tenido, pero siempre... Pero quiero cumplir con el contrato que hice de 3 años acá en el club. Obviamente existe una cláusula, la gente de fútbol para poder hablar y poder llegar a un acuerdo. Pero obviamente todos sabemos acá en el club y que algún día me voy a tener que ir porque gracias a Dios las cosas me están yendo bien y además es una ventana bastante importante para el Houston Dynamo vender a un jugador a Europa que hace muchos años no lo hace, bueno, creo yo sin temor a equivocarme, así que obviamente ese es el sueño y esa es la idea, pero esperemos de salir bien de acá del club.
He does want to end up in Europe definitely, but he also wants to finish out his contract of 3 years here that he has left with the Dynamo, and he thinks that, you know, that's also going to help the Dynamo have to say that they have a player that they sent to Europe. That's going to be something good that he wants to leave for the club. But he definitely wants to end up in Europe.
What has the general manager, Matt Jordan, said to him about, you know, his future and potentially how long he's here, if he could go in January Has anything been said to him?
Bueno, ahora últimamente no. La última fue, bueno, antes del partido con Kansas City, que prácticamente se cerraba el mercado de pases ahí en Europa al día siguiente, pero bueno, lastimosamente al equipo donde iba a ir no llegamos a un acuerdo, así que no hubo ningún problema. Pero hasta el momento no. Matt Jordan es una persona bastante especial para mí porque, bueno, fue la persona que prácticamente hizo todo para que yo viniera acá. Y bueno, y a pesar de ser el manager deportivo del equipo, tenemos una muy buena relación afuera. Es una persona bastante especial, así que lo escucho mucho y bueno, él sabrá también que será lo mejor para mí y para el club.
No, they haven't talked about anything about him going to Europe recently. The last talk was against the game against Sporting Kansas City where he didn't play, and unfortunately, you know, that it wasn't the best trade, so that's why he decided to stay. And he says that Matt Jordan is a very special person to him because he's the one who made everything possible for Mauro to come to Houston, and he trusts Matt Jordan a lot. So right now there hasn't been any talks about him leaving to Europe.
Speaking of Dynamo striker Mauro Minotas, Paloma Alatorre doing the translation. Big thank you again to Paloma. So the next one for Mauro would just be, you know, he's played in a number of different systems this year with two wide men around him. He's playing as a lone striker. Now he's playing with a partner in Christian Ramirez. Which setup does he like best tactically as a striker?
Bueno, bueno, prácticamente, personalmente, para mí jugar con un delantero, jugar con dos delanteros me parece a mí muy muy bueno. Bueno, siempre y cuando nos entendamos muy bien, gracias a Dios, Cristian vino y nos hemos entendido muy bien porque hablamos mucho fuera de la cancha. No solo nos la llevamos muy bien fuera de la cancha, así que bueno, él es prácticamente colombiano y prácticamente nos entendemos un poquito más, y así que hemos generado una muy buena relación afuera, que dentro de la cancha se ha visto muchísimo. Hemos jugado tres partidos, si no estoy mal, juntos, y hemos hecho un par de jugadas muy buenas que prácticamente no con otro jugador no hemos hecho, y bueno, a mí me alegra mucho que Cristian esté acá, y me alegra mucho de que el entrenador juegue con dos delanteros, porque eso nos genera un poco más de fuerza en la parte arriba.
He personally really likes playing alongside another forward, in this case Christian Ramirez. He says that there hasn't been someone that he has a good relationship with on and off the field, and him being practically Colombian, they've developed a really good relationship that also shows effectiveness on the field. And there's been some really good plays and just a couple of matches that Christian has been here, so he really likes playing alongside Christian.
What forward around the world does Mauro model his game after, Paloma?
Sí, tengo dos. Tengo mi ídolo que es Falcao, y que lo admiro muchísimo. Y tengo otro delantero que también veo mucho, que es a Edinson Cavani. Pero me gustan mucho los dos y me identifico mucho de la manera como yo juego y mira en el fútbol.
When he really likes Falcao, he models a lot his style of play, and he also really likes Cavani.
Does he still harbor dreams of playing for Colombia one day? I would think he would, but does he still think about representing the Colombian national team?
Sí, obvio, es la idea. Yo quiero ir a la selección Colombia estando aquí en el Dynamo, porque quiero abrirle la puerta al Dynamo en todo esto, y podamos, ojalá Dios quiera, a finalizar el año podamos ir, o si no, el próximo año, con la bendición de Dios.
He says yes, that's definitely the goal, and he would love to be able to represent Colombia when he's at Dynamo, just to open that door for the club as well.
Last one, and a big thank you to both Mauro and Paloma. Is it disappointing to go out in the stadium and see, you know, the fan base not there in support? Because, you know, they're going around the stadiums around Major League Soccer that have massive crowds. is it tough on them as players? Do they feel that?
Bueno, ¿qué te digo? La verdad es un tema que hemos venido hablando con todos y no solo este año, sino los años anteriores hemos venido hablando con todo el equipo que es difícil, es complicado a veces poder jugar de local y prácticamente sentirse prácticamente como si uno estuviera jugando en cualquier otro estadio, porque no sentimos pues ese sentir de la afición. Bueno, no quiero decir que no alienten, si alientan, pero no ver el estadio tan vacío a veces uno, bueno, me parece algo muy bueno, pero ese es algo que hemos ganado nosotros. No hemos tenido una muy buena temporada, que bueno, que eso no atrae a los aficionados, pero bueno, nosotros jugamos de corazón por los aficionados que siempre vienen, y eso es algo que a nosotros nos motiva también salir a la cancha a ganar por los aficionados que siempre van.
He says that's definitely a topic that is talked about in the locker room with his teammates, and it's definitely pretty sad and frustrating to go to your stadium and feel like you're playing in any other stadium, really, when you don't see a stadium full of Dynamo fans. But he also understands that it's something that is on the team as well, not having the results that they've wanted to have. And he says that he just wants everyone to know that they play with all their heart on the field, and yeah.
Paloma, thank you to you, and please tell Mauro that I said a big thank you to him, and that I really admire his professionalism, his honesty in this interview here today, and I've enjoyed thoroughly watching him turn into the great striker that he has become, and also the great person that he is.
Listo, Paloma. Muchísimas gracias. Le dice también que lo aprecio y lo admiro muchísimo, y bueno, gracias por todos esos buenos comentarios, no solo dentro, sino también fuera de la cancha. Un abrazo bien grande.
Glenn, this is Brett. Thank you very much for all your talk. Yeah, just thank you for all the comments that you give him on and off camera.
Okay. Thank you both, Paloma and Mauro.
Thanks,
muchas gracias to both of you. We thank you. That's going to wrap it up here tonight. The place to be in Edo Kings Court, 903 Hutchins. By the way, what an interview with Mauro Minotas. I mean, that is a quality man both on the field and off the field. That's the type of athlete these days I'm drawn to. Whether Mauro ends up in Europe in the future or near future or here, either way, I'm certainly going to be following him. Kings Court, 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires, covers leagues from around the world. The rooftop deck is spectacular. British and Indian pub style cuisine. KingsCourtHoustonTX.com. Go in there, say hello to Jay. By the way, that's where you go pregame before you go and watch Mauro Minotas. Only two games to go against Orlando City on the 21st this coming Saturday, and then the LA Galaxy's Zlatan Ibrahimovic. For Andrew Carlson, Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Remember, the podcast at podcastarena.com and on iTunes, Soccer Matters.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.